For the first time in years, Helen Locklear saw in detail her granddaughter's face.
I literally saw the color of her eyes, which is the most beautiful blue you've ever seen.
Her granddaughter, Cheyenna, is 16, and up until a few months ago, Locklear could only make out the shape of her round face and long blonde hair. Locklear is 75, and years ago, she started losing her vision, and with it, her ability to drive, read, and see her family's faces. Doctors tried injecting medicine into her eye to stop the macular degeneration.
I took them for 6 months. They told me that it just wouldn't work.
There's no cure, but there is this new FDA-approved device called the implantable miniature telescope. See, macular degeneration damages parts of the retina, not all of it. So this telescope helps patients like Locklear regain some of their lost sight by magnifying images and projecting them onto the healthy part of the retina. A few months ago, Locklear became one of the first people in North Texas to try it.
Blink a couple times. Now hold wide open and just look straight ahead.
The woman who inserted the device is Dr. Alia Qureshi. She's a cornea specialist in Arlington.
The surgery involves doing regular cataract surgery, followed by, instead of a standard traditional or any other kind of intraocular lens, we're putting the implantable miniature telescope in.
At only 4 millimeters, the telescope is smaller than a pea, but it still requires a much larger incision than a standard lens. That means stitches and a longer recovery process. You can tell Locklear is a bionic woman by the slight glare in the center of her bright blue right eye.
When you look closer, you can actually see the telescope lens protruding just a little bit in front of the iris.
Qureshi says putting in the telescope is the easy part. After surgery, patients need training to help reteach the brain to use each eye differently.
You're picking things up very well in terms of learning to use the device.
For example, Locklear can see the nurse enter the exam room with the peripheral vision in her good eye. But to see detail, say the nurse's shirt or necklace, she has to use the eye with the telescope.
Sometimes it can be a battle. But majority of times you learn to use one and bring the other one to par. If you're not patient, this is not for you.
Locklear's persistence is paying off. The magnifications made it possible for her to see the yellow center in her daylilies and the letters in Garden and Gun magazine. Still, seeing everything bigger can take some getting used to.
When I look at my coffee mug, and you know what a regular size coffee mug looks like. Well, my coffee mug looks like a soup mug. And whenever I get ready to put my spoon of cream in my coffee, it ended up on the kitchen floor.
It will take time for Locklear to learn to use both eyes together. But research shows a majority of patients with the telescope implant gained 3 or more lines on an optometrist's letter chart after 2 years. Until Locklear's got it down, she says she'll just be winking more than usual.
So all the men are thinking I'm getting fresh with him.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.